What's up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome back to another episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We have so much to talk about. We're going to Boy George's concert. Let's get started right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys?
The AfterBuzz dance?
Yes.
Yes. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. I'm your host, Thomas Erlina, and I'm joined here with my lovely panel.
Hey, guys, I'm Jennifer Leone.
Hey, guys, it's Amanda Terry here.
Hey, Cynthia Nicole.
All right, we are back. We are back. Another week in on this journey.
Yes. That's what it is, a journey.
It is a journey.
22 yes. plus episodes.
Yes. Yeah. Just when you think
22?
You know. 22.
Yeah.
Plus, probably, yeah. with a reunion. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like 25 weeks.
25 nice. Weeks of this. Thank you guys for all your comments. We've been reading them, and we really appreciate you guys watching our after show. What are your thoughts about this episode? Because I know you said just...
I loved it.
Yes. Elaborate.
I loved it. Like, we see, like, Two-Faced Camille come out, and we see
Two-Faced
Boy George.
Camille.
We see Billy Idol. I mean, it's loaded, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, it was loaded tonight.
Yeah, I loved it.
What are your thoughts about tonight?
I love Lisa Rinna. I have to tell Aww. You, she's a petty queen. I love it.
You think she's a petty queen?
Yeah.
She admits I don't know. It, she owns up to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she does.
Mm-hmm. Camille, to me, I'm like, wow, okay, here we go. We're really seeing
she's
that
back.
Other side. Yeah, she's really, really back with
she's
vengeance.
Back. Yeah.
I really like this episode, and I didn't hear about that dog, so I'm happy about
what
it.
What dog? Anyways.
Exactly.
Thomas, what do you think?
Well, I thought the episode was great, but I know the people in the comment box are going to say something. I miss Lisa Vanderpump hanging out with the girls.
Yeah.
I do, too.
That's
you know,
true.
This is The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and without Lisa it's, part of the group, I just feel like there's like a dent. It's like there's someone missing.
It just doesn't. It's like it's not The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills without her.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the same.
And it's not about brushing your hair's dog. Your dog's hair. I'm so sorry. You saw yes. a glimpse of Lisa brushing the dog's hair.
Kissing his face.
Yes.
So intimate.
She's lonely, you guys.
So weird.
And she's hurting.
That's
she is
me
hurting.
On a Saturday.
She has kin she doesn't need.
She has bottles
canine,
of
okay?
rosé everywhere. Bottle. No, she doesn't like petting Ken. Haven't you learned anything?
she would beg to differ, though.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Well, let's just dive right into the episode. We'll definitely get into that scene that the ladies are talking about. We start off with the fact that Kyle and Teddy's kids are part of a makeup line for kids. Aww. Now, we have some opinions in our Twitter section in our show. Makeup. I know you do makeup. What are we thinking now that I feel like the beauty space has obviously evolved in the last few years? There's a lot of people with their own personal beauty brands, and now we're getting kids into this space.
How did we not think of this before? It's absolutely genius. Yes. I was going crazy, like, watching. I was like, oh my God, that's so awesome. Like, you know what I mean? Like, makeup for kids. I love that.
It's not that people didn't think of it. It's just people weren't about it. For years, people were That's not true. Okay with kids wearing makeup, even when Toddlers and Tiara came out. Like, even 10 years ago.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
People were not cool with that. So I was actually shocked seeing that, thinking that, wow, how much our culture has changed.
Yes.
Because this is not usually
And, like, the cruelty-free vegan stuff. Like, now I see why it's, like, being considered, like, accepted.
No.
You know,
people didn't care that, like, whales were dying. It was that
so
kids shouldn't be wearing makeup because of natural beauty and blah, 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 blah. I mean, I've worn makeup since I was less than two because I've been in theater forever. But, I mean, that's just me and people who are in the
that
some
space.
Kind of...
The
yeah,
industry, yeah.
Right, some kind
it's
of
normal.
Industry. But if you're not, then, I mean, people look at their kids and say, my kid would never wear makeup up until they're maybe 12. I mean, remember even Kylie Jenner on...
Keeping up.
Mm-hmm. They would constantly say, no, you're not allowed to wear that. And she was like 12, 14 years old.
No wonder why she came out with a makeup brand. They kept telling her no. She's like,
it's a different world. It's a different world.
It
like,
is.
It's that's just like changed. Kim Kardashian's daughter. She wore red lipstick. And she had a lot of backlash for her, I think, five-year-old daughter wearing red lipstick.
Well, I think the beauty space is smart for making things like vegan and
right.
things like
Absolutely.
That.
Yes.
And animal cruelty-free.
Yes. Right.
So this, I feel like, is the beginning. Because there's a lot of trends that happen on the show that we don't really talk about
right.
and I think that is one of the trends we're gonna see. I'm sure they're gonna replicate it. I think the Kardashians should probably get on top of it.
I'm just over here like, dang, Porsche's getting bigger deals than Sista over here. Okay, like what?
Amanda, I
she's
have
an
to
influencer
ask you, I have to ask you. So, what kind of makeup do you see for the spring and summer for ladies? Like, because, you know, some of us, we don't really know how to wear makeup. So, we're trying to, you know, transition.
Speak for yourself. And men do. Exactly. Yes.
You know, what do you see for the spring and the summer? I have to ask.
I see the spring. I see it all being toned down and more like natural looking makeup. I honestly see it going into that. But what I can tell you is what's going to be really, really big, and we should jump on the train now if you're into it. Yes. Colored eyebrows.
Colored eyebrows.
That's going to be the new thing.
I'm good.
Okay. I'm not joining the train, but that's going to be the new thing and like the influencer.
Next week, if I have like neon eyebrows, yes. I'm going to get ahead
of
the curve.
I'm going to laugh so hard, Thomas.
So basically, that's really great that the girls are getting that deal. We hear from Erica, mm-hmm. which we don't really get a lot from her this season. I've noticed even in tonight's episode. I mean, a little bit here and there, but Lisa Rinna decides to call Erica and let her know that Camille basically told her that Lisa Vanderpump didn't get invited to mm-hmm. that dinner. Now, do you think Camille is stirring the pot here? What's going on with this whole situation?
I liked Camille in the beginning when she came back, but now, like, where she's at right now, I don't understand what she's doing.
It's starting to turn a little.
It's like a second Dorit.
A secondary.
Almost. Mm. That's how I feel. It's just like, I don't know. Like, she just says one thing and then she does, and then she completely does another. You know yeah. what I mean? And she says stuff like in front of people to the other girls about somebody who, like, it's just two-faced. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like the producers are definitely trying to stir this manipulation into making Camille look a little bit two-faced. Mm-hmm. But what do you think?
I think she's trying to get a permanent spot back on the show.
You think she wants it?
Yeah, because she's a wife now, and she can be. And there's clearly going to be open spaces. Yeah. So I just personally think that she's doing this on purpose because, whoa, like none of that's on accident. You yeah. know that Lisa was invited. You purposely would say something to her like, oh, my gosh, no, you were totally invited. There was a card for you sitting there. Like, no, she didn't do any of that. She fed yeah. into the drama. Yeah, so.
Well, she did. Too, when she was on Watch What Happens Live, Andy had asked her, like, would you want to join? Like, would you want to come back? And at that time, which is, I want to say, like, a year ago, she was a little apprehensive because I think she had some PTSD over, like, season one and two. Mm. But now it looks like she's kind of embraced it a little bit. Like, she's more into it than previous seasons because she's always been a friend of the show, but I feel like she's more vocal this season more than any season.
Yeah, for sure.
I think she just wants to be liked, and she's a little insecure, and she'll do anything to tell the person, oh, I love you, and then behind their back, I hate you, which is two-faced, right? But I just think that until she feels secure with herself, she's going to have the ladies like her. But if she says anything and they're all going to gang up on her, she's going to cry her way out again, just as she did season one and two. And, like, she needs to be strong and stand up for herself and tell the ladies, I like you or I don't like you. And that's it. Like, stop making up behind their back. That's two-faced.
She's basically playing both sides of
the
fence.
Yeah, she is. She's insecure. I'm sorry.
Well, sound off in the comments. Let us know what you think of Camille's behavior because it is very different. We see Aaron, who I know everybody here loves, especially the one at the end.
Cynthia was kind of crazy.
Aaron and Denise are just like the perfect couple. They seem to balance each other out. They work out together. They have sex once a day, every day.
Before they go to the gym.
Before they go to the gym.
I don't think they said once. They just said they wake up in the morning
and then they go to the gym.
Yeah. So they get their double workout in.
Wasn't it like he was just saying like all of the perfect things? Like, were you just like pulling up quotes? Like, oh my God. Like, he was saying like everything that was so sweet. Like what you're supposed to say to like your loved one, you know? Like,
and do you think that's him playing it up for the cameras or him?
I mean, I don't know because like, you know how it is like when there's cameras around and stuff. But I think, I mean, from what I've seen so far, like I get a good vibe from him.
Yeah, me mm-hmm. too.
What do you think?
Thoughts on the duo?
I just have to say like why I like him is because he does barbecues for her. He's a great listener at the gym. Because, guys, I don't know if you want your lady to be talking and talking and talking to you at the gym when you're trying to work out. And like, but you know what? Like, he's a great listener, like I said. He's sexy. He's smart. He gives great advice. Like, any lady would want that. And he's like...
And it's weird because he's immersed into the situation. Like, I feel like he's Denise's rock for the show.
Yeah, so he's true. Not biased.
It's not too much. Like, he doesn't, like, side. He's just kind of listening to what his wife is going through because they signed up together for this. So yes. I think he wants to know the tea, but he doesn't dive into it.
That's the key to a long-lasting relationship. Men, just listen to your chicks. Or yeah. Vice versa.
PK boy, is like... different, though. PK, I have to say, is different from her husband versus...
Oh, yeah. PK definitely is different. Thoughts over there? Yeah. I feel like Jen has something to say.
I need to know Aaron's background because I'm not buying it.
She's not buying it. Like, but I can see that.
But there is petty. I feel like there's something petty that might come out. Do you feel that?
Petty, like, in regards to, like, who?
Her husband. Like, I feel like there's some, like, he's throwing, like, didn't you hear the jabs that he said about, oh, I have, might have kids out there, like, playing around.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I said that.
That was new to me.
I don't know. We also don't know his personality, because, like, I say that. Yeah, you know, I think it's funny. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, oh, I could
that,
have kids
Is that
out
British
there.
Humor, Jen?
No. Because British humor is real.
I had to.
No, British humor is real humor.
Yeah.
Because it's what is real. And we'll get into that later.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Denise lets us know that she's going to have a sit-down with Lisa Vanderpump. I mean, thank God for Denise, because if not, we would have never had a scene with Lisa Vanderpump tonight, because she's the only one that is willing to hang out with Lisa right now. The two get together and kind of talk things out, and so is Dorit and Kyle. So they're kind of like the teams here. They're kind of talking about why they're not talking. Are we liking the friction? Does it give, like, the show life a little bit? Do we like this division?
I do. I like seeing who's friends, who's not. Even if it's done by a producer, it's like it's good to just see the dynamics and different dynamics.
Yeah, and this is 9 seasons in. This is crazy that you just see people fall in, fall out, fall in. I mean, what are your thoughts about this? Because Lisa Vanderpump seems to me like she's just done. She's exhausted. She doesn't want to hang out with these women anymore because they're mean to her. There's a hashtag viral going on, hashtag R-H-O-B-H, mean girls.
Yeah.
Yes. So. I mean, you guys all know I'm a Lisa Vanderpump fan. I truly am. But I will say, if she does something wrong, I don't take her side, even though as much as I like her. But I don't understand why everybody dumps all their problems of friendship on Denise. And why is it always the new girl that has to be dumped?
I think
all
they're
that
just
stuff?
They're just trying to fill her in on what's going on.
But why can't they fill each other in and not on somebody who has nothing to do with, like, you know?
Maybe they're even throwing her a bone. You can tell like, that the ladies really enjoy her.
Yeah, they all like her.
You can see that.
I mean, from what I've seen, yeah.
Yeah, so I think maybe the reason why they're doing that, like what Jen said, is just to kind of get her into the mix of things, because we haven't seen any drama from Denise at all. She hasn't gotten in any fights.
I think maybe that's why the people go to her.
Yeah.
To kind of like confide. Yeah, because she's not in the drama, so they kind of...
For now.
But doesn't she...
Yeah, she's
new. You know? Like, but doesn't she tell the other women what is being said?
Yeah, because I feel like she's the bridge to the girls. Like, she has to be that voice, because nobody else is willing
to
talk
backfire,
to her.
That's going
to
backfire, Denise. It's going to backfire. Just run while you can. I'm sorry.
I think it will, too, actually. I side with you on that. She also, Denise, glimpses us into the life of Charlie Sheen's financial state.
Oh.
which I didn't know that he, like, ran out of money
Dude,
like that.
She said a lot.
She did say
and
a lot.
And that was like, whoa, like, I can't, that's sad. I didn't know he went through all this. I mean, I'm not surprised, but I can't believe
I have
went
an
through.
Idea. Why don't we have Charlie Sheen in the studio and ask him how he feels about his former wife on it? What did you think about all of this details?
I now understand her quote in the beginning. My life is juicier than the tabloids.
Yeah.
You know? I think that it's good for her to be open. Clearly, she's being open and honest. She is genuine, so she's putting it all on the table. And she's saying the situation that she's not a, you know, money-grubbing whore. And
I loved that.
Yeah.
A lot of people do. And in California, you are entitled to a lot of money. So
I don't know. I think that was really cool of her just to be like, I don't need your money. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like a huge step. Yeah. Like,
she must have a lot saved up.
Yeah, she probably has a lot of money of her own.
Yeah.
And then plus,
I mean, she's
she,
a huge star. Yeah.
Yeah. And investments.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
She probably wants nothing else to do with him.
I wouldn't either. She said 13 years. It's been going on. Like, could you imagine? Like, it's like, that sounds like
I definitely
horrible.
Respected her after she said, you know, I choose my family. Mm-hmm. That I loved seeing that.
But she also said that she failed as a parent and she got a little emotional there at the gym and was kind of upset with herself. But I think as a parent, you just do the best that you can. And I think your kids will understand that later. Right?
Later. They will understand
I feel later. Like every mom says that, though. And everyone thinks that, especially, you know, just listening to people talk. And then even on parenting stuff, it's always like, you know, people always want to be better. People, it's and they always, kid.
And they like doubt them. So you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. We have to stop being so hard on ourselves and appreciate who we are, how we're becoming mothers, friends, you know, wives, girlfriends. Like, appreciate yourself more, mothers. Like, I really truly feel that. You're
acknowledge. Always, yeah.
There's no rule book to like being parents. So no, you can't like judge. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, she definitely had an emotional scene there. We see an emotional scene with Lisa Vanderpump fixing her kitchen. $300,000 to fix this kitchen. I mean, that's a lot. Of that's money. Like, I can only imagine the net worth of the whole house.
Like, whatever. She's being so dramatic.
Is she
like,
being dramatic with the whole 3 months of negativity?
That, it's just, oh my God, you're a part of the show.
Like, every single crevice I want gone, like, okay. I don't know. It's just a little much for me.
Like, I would just buy a new house if it was, like, that dramatic, right?
It's not that big of a deal. You had an argument in the kitchen. Like, doesn't mean you redo it.
Right.
Like, do you know how many times I have to redo everything in my life for a priority? Like, seriously, like, get over it. Like, she just wanted a new kitchen, Ken.
Well, when I found when I found out that Denise wanted to have a sit down, I honestly didn't know they were going to Villa Blanca.
Oh, I didn't either.
Right? It was like, oh, well, that's perfect. Like, let's just plug Lisa's restaurant.
I had a restaurant, I would go to my restaurant.
Do you have to pay? Like, if you're going to like your own restaurant, do you have to pay like for the person that you're inviting?
No
or is
way.
Everything free?
Well, no. I feel like it's
production too.
I always wonder.
Right?
I think it's the restaurant just doesn't charge them for it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I worked at a restaurant, but like I would think that.
What did you guys think of Lisa's car with the pink rims?
That was cute. The Porsche, the white Porsche.
Yes. I love it, but I would have done without the pink. For me. I mean, but what pink do you guys
interior,
think?
I thought it was cute. Pink. Oh, yeah. Pink interior, yeah, too. Would have made it like cuter, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
It's her.
It's her, definitely.
I love it.
And so with the pink gifts that she gave. Mm-hmm. But Denise at this point is basically trying to get her to come on the RV trip, which is soon to come, which
Lisa
I'm excited
Vanderpump
about.
An RV.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen.
But
I'm sorry, darling.
I'll meet you there, darling.
I would love to see that.
That would be really cute.
She would be in a helicopter and be like dropped off.
No, but I feel like that would
bus.
Be like what is it with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie all over again?
Oh, Simple Life.
I would look like it. I feel like it would be like that.
True Beverly Hills.
I love that was a cute movie.
But she's trying her best. When do we all feel like Lisa's gonna come back into the group? Because we don't really even see that much, and I would hate for the rest of the season to be how
it's
it is.
It's so separated.
It's very separated. It's not. It's like a division between like one person and everybody else, which I don't like. It's not balanced. Like sometimes there's seasons where it's like 3 and 3, 4 right. and three. Now it's like 1 and 7.
At least someone's on the other person's side.
Denise,
like,
right?
Basically, Denise is right now, but for how long? And we do know that Lisa stops filming, so
yeah,
she's not lasting all the episodes. These are the final ones.
Yeah, I wish that they would have been able to figure it out this season, at least like a sit down, and we'll see that on the next episode, which I'm really looking forward to. Anything we want to say about Denise really trying to get Lisa Vanderpump to mingle with the girls again?
I thought like it was a nice gesture, but I also like. I feel like only Denise could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wouldn't, nobody else could have got away
She's
with
like
that.
She's like Mama Bear.
Yeah, like, Denise, she's just so sweet and, like, kind, and she hasn't rubbed anybody the wrong way yet. Mm-hmm. Not saying she is, whatever. So I think it was only she could have got away with that.
She is very genuine, and even, like, let's say if Teddy did something like that, there's still, like, a weird judgment that I feel like people get from Teddy, and there's no judgment coming from Denise.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. I feel like because she's so new, you always give the new people a pass. It's like, oh, they don't know what they're doing. It's fine. Yeah. Like, they can mess up.
I was thinking that for Teddy, but it wouldn't have worked. I feel like it would only be Denise because she's so genuine and cool.
Well, I think that maybe would have worked for Teddy last season, but because of what happened.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because of what happened this
season.
So
basically, it's kind of like the new girl.
It's like an initiation.
She probably saw like the compassion with her daughter, and she got like an intimate side of how Denise was with her kids.
Yeah, and
her daughter.
And her kid is adopted as well, so they have that in common with Lisa Vanderpump.
Right.
Well, over at Kyle's house, we see the kids, and it's a really nice scene to just have Kyle over with Dorit, and they're kind of talking about this Boy George concert, which they're all getting really excited about. Dorit seems to me like she's not interested in really having a sit down with Lisa. It's like, I think she didn't want to have any interaction with her after the radar online, but I really think she should have. Don't you think that that went on a little too long? It's like, it's an article.
I would have called right away, like 100%.
And squashed it.
100%. Or like confronted her about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Like, I wouldn't do anything through text, because you can sit there and think about it. You answer when you want. You know what I mean? And things get misconstrued. I would just pick up the phone and call, or like meet her. Go have a meeting with her.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice to see Erica join all of the women at Teddy's house, which Teddy's house looks really cool. What did you guys think of it? I mean, this was the first time that, I mean, every light was lit up. I mean, Teddy was ready to show that house.
Yeah.
But the house looked really epic. What did you guys think about it? We don't really talk about Teddy's house.
Beautiful. I like it a lot. It's beautiful. Super chic and like...
Who do you think has the best house on Housewives?
Lisa Vanderpump.
You think so?
Yeah. She has swans.
her baby pony.
It's like,
pony
it's like a beautiful like animal sanctuary. Like, that's, yeah.
Anybody else have any other?
I guess it depends on what you like, because I don't know. I love Kyle's house.
Kyle's house. See,
like, it's so homey.
Beautiful. I love homey.
Her backyard is insane.
Oh, that's my favorite. It's so pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a toss up between Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle.
I wouldn't want swans. No. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, and I like Kyle's house because she has the pool house in the back. Yeah. I'm going to throw a curveball and say, I know no one's going to agree with me here, but I do like Dorit's house.
Dorit's house is cool.
It's rented.
Yeah. No.
Getting. Oh, mine is Denise. Denise.
Oh,
and I would take Lisa's little pony and put it on. Like, I love the beach. I love her ponies and her animals. But I have to say, Denise, if that's her house, like, I really like that area, the beach area.
I'll take
like
any one of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good point, though. The beach. Yes. Okay.
I don't know. I love, like, I've lived in a house. When I was growing up, I had a house that was on a hill. So I love that house, like, how it's on a hill. And I love the staircase. Like, her staircase is really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know in the comments what you guys think. And we have an announcement here at AfterBuzz TV before we go into the Boy George concert.
Hey, everyone. Did you know we are the ESPN of TV Talk? So make sure to like, subscribe, comment all of your beautiful messages. We love to read them all. And make sure to listen to us on iTunes. And I actually have... thank you from somebody very special who wrote this beautiful comment on my Instagram. They put, "You're looking gorgeous. Always a joy hearing you on the AfterBuzz podcast. It makes my commute to work lovely." And that was from Janice_Gutierrez84. Thank you so much. Aww. And I love that you can listen to us on your way to work. That is something so special. And continue to keep on watching.
Yes, that's awesome. I mean, it has so to sweet. Be the best feeling ever to get comments from you guys, because we're here thank to you. Entertain you as well. We love the Housewives as much as you guys do. And again, thank you so much. Follow us at AfterBuzz TV, subscribe, and stay connected with us, because we're going to be here for another 13 weeks.
Give us a thumbs up.
Yeah. Give us a thumbs up.
Tell us what you think.
Exactly. But yeah, so we get to the arena. This is kind of cool. We get a concert, which is kind of nice. PK is back in his element. He is Boy George's manager.
I don't know.
I want to say he's his manager, right?
I think so.
Yeah, so it's kind of nice to see him in his element again. He's working. That's what we're seeing. And he basically tells Dorit some big news. I feel like that's kind of like a big thing to drop and to let him know that he talked to Ken. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that was a very interesting time to let her know. It was probably all premeditated. But what do we think about this phone call and him basically saying that, do not confuse us with Kyle. Mm-hmm. Do not confuse us with Teddy Mellencamp. This is Dorit and PK. So he's kind of going in there and trying to resolve this on his behalf.
No.
I don't know. What is, let's talk about it.
As like a spouse, I see what he's trying to, and like they also have like a like history.
Long you know, history.
Yeah, longer history than anybody else. So I understand like what he, why, and what he's trying to do, but I don't know if like all, if it's all positive intentions behind it.
Why wouldn't it be?
I just feel like it. Oh my gosh, I just feel like he's, there's a lot of pot stirs this season.
Yeah.
A lot.
But like, why would he be pot, I'm just trying to get your
sense. In regards to Kyle, of like saying like, don't confuse me with Kyle and Teddy.
Okay.
That little comment.
But do you genuinely feel like he wants to reconnect with the Vanderpumps?
I do, and I think that he doesn't want his wife to be like...
on the sideline.
Exactly.
He wants to get back into a good place, and he's basically saying, forget the girls, we're like the OGs.
That's what I think.
100%, yeah.
It was Boy George's event. It was his show.
I forgot about him at the end.
Why
would you do that? Why would you bring up something like that? Like, I felt like it was like third grade. Like, oh, I'm going to tell on you. And this is, you know, that's what I felt like. It wasn't the right place to do that. And he should have waited till they were outside or something. Like,
and we didn't get the full details. I know he said he was going to give her the rest. But I, at that point, if he was going to address it, I wanted to hear exactly what happened. But we did see a glimpse of it. And Ken looked interested. Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, really quick though, are we talking about the actual phone call or him talking about it?
The phone call.
Okay, so the actual phone call, I'm not surprised happened just because, you know, it's like guy team, like let's, you know,
hash it out.
Yeah, and just shoot back and forth and then all is well. But I think that the are we going to talk about the Boy George part later?
Yeah,
okay, then we'll talk about that.
I
want to know what our topic is so that I just stay on it because there's just a lot.
Yeah, no, I think it was interesting to see that Ken was very interested in wanting to talk, and I'm really looking forward to the four of them sitting down. This is what we've needed since day one. We actually don't even need the guys. I feel like it would actually be more a powerful conversation to have the women because, like, the guys, who cares? Like, they're Ken, whatever. Ladies.
I think it's actually good that guys, because guys think with logic and women run off emotion. So I think maybe they're like the mediators there is maybe what will happen. You know what I mean? I think maybe that's what they're trying to do. Because guys can like see things from different perspectives and women are just so emotional.
Dang, I think with logic, I don't think with emotion.
Also, I think that these guys are fully with emotion. Like, and very manipulative. Yeah, or something.
I don't know. I don't necessarily think that the two guys being there, it's Real Housewives. I feel like, you know, we've been wanting to see. I still don't think Kyle should have went to Lisa's house.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
So this could have been a moment for just them two, but it's fine. At least we get them together. We find out in the bus while all the women are getting to the arena that Teddy Mellencamp sent a text to Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I don't want to talk about it the rest of the night. Like, she wanted to just say it and then not talk about
what
it.
What was the point of that?
I don't know.
Holding herself accountable than not being
accountable.
Behavior.
Yeah.
Quote, I always say accountability.
I mean, they kind of went off a little bit and talked about it. Do we think that was her really wanting to squash things? What was that whole point of the text? I mean, she
I think it's an ego thing. I think it was just ego.
Like what? Like,
with Teddy, she just felt she wants to play all the sides right. She wants to be fair, but she doesn't think about the real big picture. She just thinks of it almost like how someone would in school. Like, this is the right thing, this is the wrong thing. And she, you know, like, no. You have to look at everything and what's appropriate, just in general.
Do you think the text was appropriate?
No.
No. No emotion. There's nothing in a text message. You call or you say, let's go have lunch. We need to talk about this.
Yeah. She was just covering all bases.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She was just like soothing it. Like, I don't want to, like, let's just call, like, you know what I mean? She's just trying to stop it, like, and make herself look good.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think, did we miss Lisa Vanderpump tonight? Do you think she would have had a good time at this arena?
She would have been dancing like Kyle.
She probably would have been drinking the dancing. That was cute.
Yeah, and she should have been there to support PK, like what Lisa Rinna was saying. I mean, this is her BFF, her close guy friend. This was her time to be there, and I'm hating not seeing her in these scenes.
It's really weird.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, before we continue and we get to the dramatic finish, let's get into some tweets so we can see what you guys are buzzing about online. Jen, you want to start?
Sure.
All right.
Zach Clark says, why are we saying that these women are hashtag R-H-O-B-H Mean Girls when they have been pushed over the edge by things that LVP has said, and they don't expect her to change. They aren't the mean girls. They are fucking human. R-H-O-B-H.
Thoughts on this?
Oh, my goodness. I agree. I kind of agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Yeah,
I really do.
They've just been pushed over the edge. Yeah. Like, it's just been years. They've constantly seen what LVP is doing. And now everyone has proof. And it sucks to get caught, but you got caught.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Alrighty. Okay. All right, this one is from Reality Charm. Dorit says she hasn't done anything wrong, but I would say her fashion choices this season are offensive enough.
Oh, wow.
She's having hard times. Yes. She's having hard times. They don't have as much money as they did.
Ladies, I want to know before we continue, did we like the Chanel earrings?
Yes, that was my favorite outfit with the fishnets. I love that outfit on her.
Those were old.
Okay, this one?
Jenna.
Add Malia Glove. It puzzles me how these ladies are so slow. You lie on this woman at Lisa Vanderpump. Blame her for something she did not do. Talks about her like a dog. And then they are shocked that she doesn't want to be around them. Are they dumb or just slow?
And who's
hashtag R-H-O-B.
I feel like the women are so... Thank you for the dramatics.
Yeah, that was actually fun. Yeah, I like
you're
that.
Welcome.
They're so into the season that I feel like they're just living the day-to-day and they don't see what's happening because we're watching it from, like, our TVs. They're actually going through it, and you know how that can be.
Yes. Yeah. This one?
Yes.
This one is stick... Oh, wait. This one is from
Stick your head in a tornado.
I switched that one real quick. Okay. It is at @L_Ray_... Of shade,
ray of shade,
ray of shade. Yeah, Erica has had a little no storyline since she started the show. How is she still a full time cast member? How? Exclamation mark? Question mark? Exclamation mark? Question mark?
And then it's, mood.
And then the picture is hilarious.
You guys have to see it. It's funny.
Stick your head in a tornado. That's his name.
Love it.
I'm sorry, but I don't care. I love Erica, and she does have storylines. She's amazing.
I love Erica as well.
Yeah.
I just think that for some reason the producers aren't incorporating as much, but other people might see it another way, because last episode we saw a lot of
her. Do you think maybe because of her tour?
I think it's money.
I think she's trying. I think she's really focusing on, like, a tour is a big deal.
Like, yeah, she's waiting. They're waiting for that tornado to... Boom! Well, Erica's coming in the next season.
No, I said episode. I think it's money. I think it's less money. So it's hard to see if you were so living this high life and then this season not so much.
Is she touring a lot?
That's what I said. I think it's
I think that's a great excuse.
Yeah.
There's like four shows she's talking about. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's just my thing.
This one comes from JoeNeil89. Best advice was just given by @EricaJane. Take advantage of the opportunity. Say yes to everything and die later.
Amen.
This is why Erica is successful. She's wanted and she's selling out.
Yeah.
Which is very clear of what she's doing. It kind of reminds, she's having a season that Lisa Rinna kind of had when she was busy with her kids and kind of branding her kids as models and doing other things where we were like, where's Lisa Rinna? I feel like that with Erica this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
at Curly Afro Queen says, PK essentially throwing the other women under the bus to get back close to LVP,
yes.
But why? And then the... GIF at the bottom says, this is what we do in Beverly Hills, and it's Dorit Kemsley.
Yes.
Yeah.
With her amazing fashion.
Sure. She looks like
1986. Boy,
she looks good.
Okay, so this one comes from @MorganHenricks1. These morons seriously think that Dorit or any of them didn't do anything, and that Lisa is the... fucking problem. #RHOBH.
Well, Dorit is honestly having a pretty good season, I have to say.
Yeah,
she's placed herself in such a great place. She's cemented herself in this cast. And she's done a pretty good job at it.
Cemented herself. I like that.
I do think so.
One more.
I mean, she's only been on it for 3 seasons. And then, Jen, do you want to take this one?
Sure. @ErikaMo. 2 says, I think at Lisa Vanderpump just needs to take a page from NeNe Leakes' book. When the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion comes at the end of the season, and not be bothered by any of the bitches, NeNe handled that like a bad boss.
I can be a representative of this because you guys don't watch Atlanta, do you?
No, I do.
You do? Oh, good. I used to. Well, NeNe handled herself pretty well in that reunion, and I see Lisa kind of doing the same thing. The only difference is Lisa isn't filming as much as NeNe did, which is going to be kind of an issue because it's like, okay, well, you can't really have a conversation too much about her.
Right.
But let's continue on. This show basically ends with the biggest reveal ever with PK. You know, everybody was having a great night. These women were dancing, drinking, having a good time, but that also comes with a lot of potential blackouts and just a lot of one thing that somebody can say wrong can turn the whole night, which it did. It ended horribly. This concert ended really bad, in my opinion. That's how dramatic it was because we all saw PK make a snide comment to Kyle.
A British as we know, comedy humor comment.
As we know with Kyle, she's very sensitive personality. And when you say that to somebody who's had 5-6 margaritas, I mean, they're going to have a blowout. So what do you think about this blowout?
Can you please, first of all, explain to the listeners what American humor versus British humor? Because I didn't know what that was.
I don't think we know. I think we just assume, like, from what the comment was made.
Well, Jen, I think, knows.
Yes.
British humor is asshole humor, where you just basically talk shit and they think it's funny. It's like low blows.
Ding.
Low blows.
Yeah.
Like, it's not funny. Those are low blows. That's what you think.
There's truth and behind it, yeah.
Yeah, there's truth behind it.
And Lisa has run into so many problems with this English humor before that PK doing it, it's kind of interesting because they're the only two people on the show that's ever done it.
Yeah, so why is he doing it to Kyle?
Well, I think, like, what the women are feeling is that he basically says that he's talked to Ken. Mm-hmm. So that's another nugget drop that's people are like, oh, I didn't know you talked to Ken. Yeah. And the women had it right. It was more so like, I'm climbing up and you're still down here. But what's really messed up is, again, with Kyle, she's the one that went to Lisa's to defend his wife, defend
Dorit. Yeah, that was messed up. And that's why she's in that position.
Don't get involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on this? Because this is a pretty big deal. This carries on.
I think that PK felt that he was in a comfort zone by giving them this night, by, you know, inviting them. Oh. And it's his client. It's in his space. So he felt comfortable enough to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Which, no, that's good inappropriate. Point.
That was like 100% on, like, you got it.
It's exactly inappropriate.
I'm sorry. If I was Kyle, I would have told that man off and said,
She did for what she could because it was in his space.
Yeah. I would have probably left.
And that's in front of someone that you admire.
That's embarrassing.
Boy George.
Yeah. That's embarrassing.
It's like he was not even in the room anymore.
And, well, he was like this. He was like listening like,
not cool. But his makeup was beautiful. I'm sorry, I had to say it, man. Boy George, I loved like his makeup. I'm sorry, I had to go on.
It's
a tangent.
Stage makeup. It's stage makeup.
Yes. But, yeah, well, for our listeners that are listening and our podcast listeners, he says you can't even get along with your best friend. Now that's some
that
real
was
shade.
Deep.
That was really deep, especially in the state that we're in. I personally thought that PK just shouldn't have said anything.
Okay,
they were having a great night.
It's his ego.
So I would have checked my husband, too. I would have been Dorit, like, why are you saying that?
She was. And, like, that embarrassed, that made Dorit look even, that made her look bad, too. Like, that's your husband.
I think she tried to shut it down, but she wasn't successful. I feel like they were having some issue there, but what else could have Dorit done at that point? I mean, Rena got her out.
Pissed.
You would have been pissed at your husband.
I would have been so mad. Like, why did you just put me in that position again? Like, it was a great night. Like, why would you do that?
Talk to your husband at home. But with the ladies, you apologize. You know, no matter what, if he's a part of you, he made someone else feel a certain way, no matter if you thought it was okay or not, you still apologize because that person is hurting.
Yes.
Well, we know that she definitely ran out and came out to the ladies and came for Teddy.
Yeah, you should be going after PK, not Teddy. I'm sorry.
So what did we think about this? You know, the reason why Dorit basically went off on Teddy is because she feels like this is repetitive behavior that Teddy's been doing to her. So she felt the need to talk to her in that manner. Any thoughts about this? I mean, this is her kind of being really mean towards Teddy.
I get why she got, like, irritated or agitated because she was trying to talk to Kyle and like smooth it over with Kyle, right? And mm-hmm. Teddy was like saying things, but there was no need for her to snap at Teddy like that. And like, if I was Teddy, I don't know how she like sat there and kept her mouth shut like that.
That's the thing.
Like, that was, oh my gosh.
That was an opportunity for Teddy to kind of, you know, raise up or get the hell out.
Or just say like, okay, yeah, I shouldn't have chimed in, but don't talk to me like that. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to stand up for yourself.
This is what, the second or third time she's talked to her like that?
Yeah. I just don't.
Like, throughout the time that they've been on the show.
Yeah, that's
not okay.
No.
It's not okay.
Well, Kyle at this point is trying to kind of just make the best of the evening. She's trying to listen to what Dorit's saying. This is probably going to come up again. This is kind of like a big turning point because I feel like with PK, he's letting the women know that they're charging ahead and going to get on Lisa's good side before everybody else.
Right.
So,
that was planned. I feel like maybe it was even planned to like bring them there that night and just be like, well, this is me coming out and saying, screw all of you.
I'm not Teddy.
Did anybody notice that Camille was siding with Dorit on this one?
Yeah.
That was so messed up.
I was like, okay, we got a different Camille this week. I'm gonna, we're going to see next week. Like, whose side is she going to be on next week, Camille? Which mood are you going to be in? Like, I was
she's
just kind of like,
going back and forth. Yeah.
It only comes and stems from their previous issues with Teddy. This is not about tonight. This is about other stuff. Both of them didn't like Dorit.
Yes.
And they're coming, I don't know, like, it's coming from a different place. Yeah. I think. And also Dorit didn't like Teddy. You know, there's a lot of underlining issues here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, it was really explosive. You guys definitely have to check it out if you haven't seen it yet. Let's get into some predictions before we go.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So I'm predicting Camille is gunning for the diamond. I think she's going to ruffle a few feathers. It looks like she's going to get into it with Dorit. I don't think she has a problem going up against Dorit because Dorit has done some pretty messed up things towards her. So I'm just predicting that Camille is going to stir the pot next week.
And try to be a real cast member.
And hold that diamond again.
Right. I think it'll be another fun week next week. I think that there's going to be, some drama. But I think we're going to see more of the women's personalities and their lives with their kids, which I'm excited about. And I think that we're finally past just beating the dead horses. And we have new drama coming. So,
new drama. Yes. Okay.
I think that discussion with the couples is going to be very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And I think... Mm-hmm. I think that somebody may get up and walk out.
PK.
Lisa.
Yeah,
right.
So, I think it's going to be loaded, yeah.
I think that Teddy and Camille are going to have an altercation.
Okay.
And I'm ready. I've got my popcorn. I'm ready to watch that go down.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Denise and Camille are going to also have an altercation,
ooh,
too.
Okay.
And Erica Jane's going to have an altercation. And I'm just waiting for
lots
that juice.
Of altercation.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, that covers everything from AfterBuzz TV. But we're still online, so you can continue the conversation with us. We really appreciate your support. Before we go, Cynthia Nicole, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at CynthiaNicole5.
You can find me on Twitter _MakeupMandy and on Instagram Makeup_Mandy.
Hey guys, I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me at Jennifer Leone TV.
Hey guys, I'm your host, Thomas Erlina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Erlina and follow my YouTube page. It's called Two Besties Together. We will see you guys here next week. Bye guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.